Here is a brief King John summary. King John has been betrayed by his nephew, Arthur, who is conducting a rebellion backed by the French king. The King of France demands that he surrender his throne but, instead, John sends a force against him under Philip Falconbridge. The armies clash at Angiers but there is no decisive victory. John makes a peace settlement with the French king. John is, in the meantime, having a problem with the Pope. The Pope has excommunicated him, and his envoy, Pandulf, orders the French king to resume hostilities with John. During one of the battles, John captures his nephew, Arthur. He gives orders for his execution but his chamberlain, Hubert, disobeys the order. While trying to escape, Arthur falls to his death. The nobles accuse John of murder, and defect to the French side. John is forced to hand over his crown to Pandulf, although receives it back, but his kingdom is now under the Pope's control. Pandulf now tries to stop the conflict, but the French won't cooperate and the armies meet at Edmondsbury. The nobles don't trust the French king and they return to John. The French king comes to terms with John through Pandulf, but John is not there to see that as he is poisoned by a monk while staying at Swinstead Abbey. He is succeeded by his son, King Henry III. And that's a quick King John summary.